Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning. It's Karen Owicki with Phoenix Business Radio X, and today we are doing a remote live broadcast out of the Sheraton Grand Wild Horse Pass. We are fortunate enough to be with Co-op's Think 18. And with me, I brought Jody Lowe with You and Improved as a co-host today. Welcome, Jody.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And Ryan Reyes with ASPA. Thank you for coming, Ryan.
Thank you, Karen.
Absolutely. And we're happy to have our first interview this morning with Todd Clark. He's the president and CEO of Co-op Financial Services. Welcome, Todd.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So get us caught up on who is Co-op? What do you do for the credit union industry?
So I think everybody's familiar with what credit unions are, but if you're not, credit unions serve the same purposes as banks for segments across the United States. They are not for profit, so they're member-driven, member-owned organizations, and they take deposits, issue cards, and do all the things that you might do at your local bank. They just do it in a cooperative manner. People helping people is our motto. And so Co-op provides the surcharge-free ATM network, so 30,000 ATMs across the United States that all of our members are free to use. And we also provide a service called share branching, which you may think Wells Fargo has 6,000-ish branches, and that makes them really convenient. Well, credit unions, because no one credit union could possibly have 6,000 branches, they get together and, using our services, share their branches. And so you literally can walk from your credit union that you join here in the Phoenix area and go to New York City and walk into a credit union in New York City if they're a member of the Co-op Shared Branching Network, and withdraw funds, pay car loans, do a lot of things that you would normally do at a teller line and in your other locations. We also provide debit card and credit card services, processing services for those credit unions.
That's convenient.
Yeah. And why go with a credit union instead of a bank?
Well, I think, personally, I think it is that there's no profit-driven motive for a credit union. They're cooperatives. In parts of the country, like farm country, everybody knows what a cooperative is. It's where a bunch of smaller entities get together to make themselves sort of big so they can negotiate better contracts, buying and selling of goods and that sort of thing. Credit unions do that for the financial industry. It's a people getting together. It originally started back, a long, long time ago, back in the 30s was when it really got going well. It was the four or five of us that worked together, pooling our money together, because one of us needed to buy a car, and we would loan you the money and you would pay us back over time. And it became more of a trend. And, right now, I think credit unions make up about 13% of the deposits in the United States. So they're moving up in the world. And now they used to be very segment based. Like, you had to work at the actual factory where the credit union was formed. But now there's a community charter that allows them to take anybody within a zip code or take anybody in a state, or there's a variety of different metrics there. It's probably the greatest myth is that people don't think they can belong to a credit union, but almost all credit unions are open to new membership all the time.
Do they still tend to have an industry they represent or a segment that they represent?
There's still very much some segment-based credit unions out there, but I think in general, it's easy to say that almost anybody can join any credit union. For example, there's one on TV that advertises all the time, Navy. Right. And Navy, you have to be a former member of the military or DOD or something like that. But there's several community-based credit unions right here in the Phoenix area.
So why Co-op and Think 18? This is the 10th year. I spoke to Amanda on air. She was with us in
the 11th year.
And so what is the purpose of Think 18?
Well, we think Co-op is our role in the industry is a sort of lead technology, especially with regard to payments for the credit union movement. And because, some credit unions are small, some are very large. They pool us together. They pool their money together and put their technology investment in through us. And so we run all that technology for them. We are also a cooperative. And so we're owned by our credit unions. While we are a for-profit cooperative, we do it for the benefit of our credit unions. And that's, again, I guess the unique thing about credit unions, if they make a profit, and I'm using air quotes here when I say profit, they actually pass that money back out to their membership. So if you're a member of a credit union, you get a dividend check at the end of every year if they didn't spend all the fees and services they charged you.
Wow. How big is Co-op?
We're about a $450 million company in revenue. Wow. And we've got 1,600 employees.
Wow.
Offices all over the United States and in Canada.
Oh, and you're headquartered where?
Yeah. Well, actually in Rancho Cucamonga, California.
Oh, great. Great.
Which is a suburb of LA if you guys didn't know.
Yep.
Being that we're next door to California, and we always defect to California when it starts to get as hot as it is right now.
Exactly. We'll be coming your way soon.
I'm not sure Rancho is much cooler.
No, I was sharing that with Kristen. The same thing. I can't believe we're already 109.
Yeah.
I played golf Monday, I guess, Sunday and Monday, and it's a dry heat.
It is that.
We tell ourselves
like
that.
Like a blast furnace.
Yeah.
So you started off with a golf tournament.
We did.
Yes. And how was that? That was fun.
It was a charity golf tournament. We as an industry pick Children's Miracle Network as kind of our primary, I guess, charity that we raise money for. And the credit union industry tends to raise millions of dollars every year for Children's Miracle Network. And so we did a little fundraiser that day. And I don't know exactly how much money we raised, but we had a full golf course. So I'm sure it was quite a good
I
number.
I bet the number will be impressive. Yeah. Excellent. I think it was Amanda was sharing when she was on air with us about the Shades Up in the airplane.
Yes.
You've heard about that as well. Did I share that with either of you?
No.
Yes.
Yeah. So my chief marketing officer, Samantha Paxson, a little afraid to fly, but she flies almost every week.
Oh, wow.
So she prefers to sit in the window seat so she can have the shade up because that gives her a sense of confidence, I guess.
Yeah.
I think I'd go the other way. I'd want to shade down so I could just imagine that I was on a ride or something.
Right.
She likes to shade up. And so she started this little thing on LinkedIn and Twitter and whatever, Shades Up for Kids. And so for every person on their way to Think or on their way home from Think who posts a picture on the airplane with their shade up, Co-op is donating $10 to Children's Miracle Network.
How creative.
I'm afraid, you know, honestly, it's getting out of hand right now. It's going to end up costing me a lot of money.
It's all for good cause.
It's all for good cause.
It is. So the whole hashtag thing starts to catch on.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's great.
So this is the 11th year with Think and bringing leaders and any ancillary services within the credit union to this huge conference. You have about, what, 700 people here, 800 people?
It's actually close to 1,000 people when you think about spouses and that sort of thing. So between support staff and spouses and everything else, there's about 500 credit union leaders here. And then all of my folks, of course, to support the effort. And then there's some media, there's some bloggers from all over the country that have come in to attend. Because I think it is the preeminent credit union technology conference. You know, there's other advocacy conferences where, you know, we go fight for credit union rights and members' rights and things like that. But this is the premier technology conference. And this year we're in Phoenix. We tend to move it around the country, so we don't have to have people travel every year all the way across to an individual place. But last year we were in New York City. This year we're in Phoenix. And I think we haven't announced it next year, but we're back closer to the East Coast next year. So.
We heard it here, folks. Heard it here first.
And I don't spoil anybody's surprise. Yeah. I think that's the last thing we reveal at this.
It's so funny how often when we have CEOs who have some big event coming, they say, we've got this great announcement. We're not supposed to say it, but we're going to anyway.
Yeah.
It's something behind, you get a headset on a mic, you feel like no one's listening. The reality.
As a CEO, you're allowed to do that.
Yes, yeah,
exactly.
You can.
He's got to dangle the carrot.
right. Get him excited.
And you're only 2 days in right now, right? Well, Wednesday. This is the third day, beginning of the third day.
Well, technically, we kicked off on Monday night.
Okay.
We had a golf tournament that day. We kicked off on Monday night. And then on Tuesday, we had what we do is we tend to take it from the broadest level, the highest level. So yesterday, we had the editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine speak.
I heard.
We had Michael Phelps.
Yes.
He was really, really awesome. He's a local now, I
understand. Yes, he is.
And he was just incredible. Really opened up about his life and got. Frankly, more personal than I think any of us expected.
Mm-hmm.
And but I think the audience loved it. And heard from several other folks yesterday afternoon. This morning, I get to speak a little bit, which is exciting. And then tomorrow, we try and break it down and bring it to how do credit unions actually take what we're saying and put it to action in their own credit unions. So it starts really high and it works down a little bit and then it works down a little bit further. And we try and let them leave here with some real ideas about how to change their credit unions and have changed the lives of their members.
Some actionable items implement.
Right.
Great.
Well, your team has organized it so that the way that we think and the way that we capture information, right, it makes sense to go big picture and then take it down to where we take that personal responsibility when we head back to our credit union.
Right. Yeah. It is just that. It's meant to inspire. And the people who tend to come here are typically leaders of the credit union. You know, maybe not the CEO always, but sometimes a lot of CEOs here. But then we have the next layer down, which, you know, at least in our company, those are the people who actually do the real work.
And have you been the CEO for many years now? Or
no, I'm my 21st month, 22nd.
Oh, great.
Month.
Oh, wow.
So it's a new thing for me.
New role for you or new company? Were you with Co-op for many years?
No, I was with First Data and Star prior to this and then several other companies before that. So.
Wonderful. I'm sure they're glad to have you.
I hope so.
Great. Well, if you can get a golf game in and come to Arizona for a fun conference like this and mix and mingle and be in a learning curve and get all the credit for it. I think
all the credit goes to my team.
Well, they're fantastic.
They hand me, they put their hand on my back and tell me what to say about 5 minutes before I walk on stage.
And their enthusiasm for things.
And I'm a quick study. So
yeah, that helps. Yeah. Yeah, I've had an opportunity to speak with Amanda and Kristen well before Think 18 with the idea. They reached out to us and said, come and broadcast, and just learning and getting a feel for all that co-op does for the credit union industry in addition to just this particular conference alone.
If anybody on the air, they can leave with anything, it is that everybody can be a member of a credit union, right? Mm-hmm. You just have to find the right credit union, and there's services out there that will help direct you to the right credit union around you. So,
and what is there a set of questions we ought to be asking when we're shopping for a credit union? Is it the same questions we'd ask at a bank?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, what you normally find at credit unions, you find more personal service, you find lower rates because there is no need for a profit margin, mm-hmm. right? And I think that you find more, much more personalized service. It's a little like a community, a community bank used to be, but it is, it's friendly. You know, when your motto is people helping people, that feels pretty good.
So why do you think it is that so many people flock to the big banks and aren't as familiar? Is it just a lack of knowledge or awareness?
No, sometimes I think that some of that's my fault, right? I mean, if we're not keeping our technology up to speed, it's mm-hmm. it's real easy to, to fall into that technology offering that's coming from them. Mm-hmm. Credit unions, if you noticed, really don't advertise a ton.
Right.
Because that's one of those things. They don't think of selling to their members. They
right.
think of educating their members. And so you almost have to go look a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I think typically what you find is that somebody's just as capable and really cares about your future.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing in the agenda for these next several days this emphasis around branding and marketing, in addition to how technology can help elevate that. And I was really impressed because that a lot of times we don't know how to effectively market our businesses. And if you have a large organization like Co-op that's on behalf of the entire industry, the whole vibration can be raised, right? I think that's the intention then.
20, 30 years ago, it was almost a benefit. If you worked at that particular factory in that particular large office, there are IBM credit unions all over the country and they all have different names now. It was sold as an employee benefit, right? I mean, you can join the credit union and you get all of these benefits from that. And now that the credit union is more community-based, they're still just getting their arms around, how do I do that? You're starting to see for the very first time, they're purchasing stadium rights, so, naming stadiums and things like that. And it's typically not the NFL stadium. It's typically, the AA baseball stadium, mm-hmm. things like that, but they are very involved in their community and they support their community.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that you're still fighting that stigmata per se?
I think that, yeah, there's definitely a stigma that mm-hmm. comes with credit union, but I think it's misconception a lot of time. Oftentimes I said it at the beginning, a lot of people don't realize they can be a member of a credit union because maybe their parents said, oh, well, we can't join a credit union because we don't work at that place or whatever the case may be.
Are you doing anything marketing strategy wise now going forward to kind of?
Well, we don't take on that mantle. So there's another organization called CUNA that takes on the mantle of trying to enhance the credit union's space, our market, marketing presence in general. And they also take on the advocacy role. They're the ones who march the hill and talk about it. From a technology perspective, our brands, the Co-op brands, a small red triangle with Co-op in the middle of it, indicate surcharge free ATMs. And if it's blue, then it indicates shared branching. And so literally walk from branch to branch and transact as if you were at your own credit union. So those are the ways we do it, through consumer branding. Mm-hmm. We also have a mobile app that allows you to find locations around literally right from the app, if you want an Uber or a Lyft, you can click on that and they'll take you to the ATM or to the shared branch to transact your business.
That's right.
Yeah, fantastic. Before we close out our time with you, because I know you've got a busy schedule today, can you tell us about any initiatives that are coming up that you might be announcing that you're allowed to share? but what's happening this year for the rest of 2018 and into 2019?
Yeah, so here in about an hour, I jump on stage, and at the end of that message, we're introducing, and we've talked about it in the past, we've finally put a name to it, right? We're introducing a machine learning engine that we're going to apply to the data. We process 6.6 billion transactions a year, and we're putting a machine learning engine with some AI effect on the side of that to help our credit unions, one, fight fraud, and then two, make more predictive type analytic decisions about their membership, which products would serve them best in the coming year. and a variety of things like that. So we're introducing that here in about an hour.
That's exciting.
Just talking my language.
Ryan's over there, wide-eyed and nodding his head. Yeah, love it. Well, we want to thank you so much for spending time with us this morning on Business Radio X. Absolutely. And then obviously inviting us to be part of your event. When I don't know that we can follow you to New York, but the next time you're in Arizona, we'll be here with you again.
It's actually going to be much south of New York.
Think sunny beachy.
Okay, that I can do. That I can manage. Great. Well, thanks again, Todd, for being with us. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki with Jody Lowe with Unimproved and Ryan Reyes with ASBA.